We're talking with former Attorney General Drew Edmondson, who's involved with the Oklahoma Stewardship Council as their executive director. And Drew, you are we're 2 months out now on the November general election. You're obviously very heavily involved with State Question 777. How is your how's your campaign going on behalf of the Stewardship Council?
We think it's going well. We've done a good job, I think, of creating a grassroots organization. The test is going to be our media during the last several weeks of the campaign. It's an education process. You ask 100 people, are you in favor of the right to farm, and 99 hands are going to go up. So we have to explain that the devil's in the details and that the wording in this particular proposal is very problematic.
You say problematic. Give me maybe a couple of examples of what you're most concerned about.
I'm most concerned about protection of the environment. When 777 says there'll be no new legislation absent a compelling state interest, as a lawyer, that means something to me. That's language that applies to strict scrutiny, which flips the burden of proof, makes the burden on the government, and it's the highest burden you can have for a piece of legislation. It's be the same as if you wanted to interfere with freedom of the press or freedom of religion or something like that. So it's tantamount to saying, other than the laws that were on the books as of 2014, there'll be no new regulation of agriculture in the future. And that is, to me, very dangerous. The industry is evolving, and we have to be prepared to meet, you know, new chemicals, new pesticides, new herbicides, new procedures, new practices. And if we aren't prepared to do that and able to do that, it's a very dangerous situation.
Now, the things you've mentioned are regulated already at the federal level, EPA and some of their related agencies. The state really doesn't have the opportunity to have a whole lot of say in those particular, you know, herbicides, chemicals, these type of things.
Well, the state still, you know, the EPA does not have any jurisdiction over agricultural runoff. If it comes from a pipe, the EPA has jurisdiction. If it runs off the land, the EPA does not have jurisdiction. And the state also is able to use CERCLA and RCRA, the federal environmental statutes, and file cases under those laws. You know, but it's ironic that you say that, because one of the complaints that we hear from farmers is too much EPA. And if the state abandons its regulatory obligation, they're going to be seeing more EPA, not less.
Some of the articles I've seen authored by yourself talk about a couple of other things as well, including the cockfighting issue and the puppy mill issue. How does that, I mean, what's your argument there?
Well, the 777 on its face applies to new legislation, new laws, new administrative rules. It does not prevent the legislature from repealing or modifying any legislation that's currently on the books. And I think that's why the Game Fowl Association, which are the cockfighters, are supporting 777. They're hoping that the legislature, if they don't repeal the ban altogether, would make it a $25 fine and basically open the door back up to cockfighting. The same with puppy mills. You know, there are some laws on the books. Some of us don't think they're strong enough, but those laws can be repealed in a heartbeat, and under 777, they could not be put back even with a vote of the people.
Now that this particular meeting this evening that we're at, that you're getting ready to kick off in just a few moments, you first have about a dozen that you've got just this month alone?
Meetings? Yes. Yeah, we're going all over the state. I think it's Stillwater on Friday. Yeah, we'll be eastern Oklahoma and western Oklahoma down in Lawton, ending up, I think, on the 17th or the 19th, going all over the state on this kind of grassroots educational outreach.
As you talk to citizens, you've already, I know, had some meetings, and this is quite a series of meetings you've got the next 2 weeks or so. What are you trying to essentially to when you boil it down, what are you really trying to give to them as far as a message?
They have to get past the initial inclination to be supportive, as we all are. We're very supportive of agriculture. The state of Oklahoma is very supportive of agriculture. And really look at the details of this proposition. And when they look at the details, it's kind of an aha moment when they realize that this is really a wolf in sheep's clothing and something we need to be very concerned about.
One last thing that you've kind of talked about in some of your presentations, all the way back to last November, you talked about the issues of concerns about corporate agriculture having an advantage over a smaller producer. Yeah. Under this language. Where do you see the problem there?
Well, it's a question of market access, and the larger producers tend to freeze out the smaller producers. The number of small family farms has declined dramatically over the last 10 or 20 years, and it's because of that access to market. The large producers are the ones that cause most of the pollution problems. I've never sued a family farmer. The lawsuits that we filed have been against Seaboard and Pig Improvement Corporation, Tyson in eastern Oklahoma, not individual farmers. So it's the big boys that want to be free of this regulation. They want to be able to operate any way that they can. And if the legislature ever determined that they wanted to level the playing field, make sure that small cattlemen have access to markets, they would be frozen out by 777. They'd run straight into JBS in a lawsuit. That's the cattle organization out of Brazil that's one of the largest in the world. They'd be frozen out by 777.